On the Double Down Michigan podcast, we explore topics related to the gaming industry in Michigan. Host Henry Williams, Michigan Gaming Control Board Executive Director, discusses responsible gaming, the latest gaming legislation in our state, industry news, latest trends, and more. We feature special guests from the gaming industry so you can get the inside scoop. Be sure to subscribe to Double Down Michigan, a podcast by the Michigan Gaming Control Board to stay up to date on the latest in gaming. Thank you for listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Double Down Michigan, a podcast by the Michigan Gaming Control Board. My name is Henry Williams, and I'm the Executive Director of the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Today, we're going to share some information with you, the difference between responsible gaming and problem gambling. We're also going to share information on how to self-exclude yourself from the internet gaming platforms, also from the commercial casinos. So today is all about gaming, and this is Problem Gambling Month. And so today we have Sandra Johnson, the Responsible Gaming Manager for the Michigan Gaming Control Board. And she has over 20 years experience with the Michigan Gaming Control Board. And so we're going to have a brief conversation today just to discuss responsible gaming and problem gambling here in Michigan. So welcome, Sandra.
Thank you, Executive Director Williams. I'm pleased to be here today.
I'm happy you're here.
Thank you.
So I have a few questions for you, right? So today we're just going to have a conversation about all the wonderful work you and your staff has been doing as it relates to responsible gaming.
Okay.
So the first question I have for you, you've worked in the responsible gaming section for many years now. Before internet gaming and internet sports betting were authorized in 2021, can you describe what you and your responsible gaming staff do and how the work has changed in the past 2 years?
Okay. Initially, in the section that I was in, it was basically myself working in that section. And at the time, it was the disassociated persons list, which is the voluntary self-exclusion for individuals who wish to exclude themselves from gaming in the Detroit casinos. Now we've gotten to a point where there's more gambling going on in Michigan. New laws have passed, and now we have online gaming as well. So over time, things have changed in the section where it went from me being the sole person in the area with backup people to a staff of five additional people in the section. So the work has definitely grown. It's changed. Over the years, we now process applications for individuals who wish to voluntarily self-exclude from casino gaming, and we also have a process where individuals can voluntarily self-exclude from online gaming as well. So the work has grown, definitely, over the years. That's some of the major changes. In addition to that, we're looking more into responsible gaming. So we're looking at ways individuals can gamble responsibly.
Okay, great. So just for our listeners, because they may not understand the difference between responsible gaming versus problem gambling, can you explain that for the listeners, please?
I can. There are some definitions out there from the UNLV, University of Nevada in Las Vegas. Responsible gaming occurs in a regulated environment where the potential for harm associated with gaming is minimized and people make informed decisions about their participation in gaming. So that would mean taking breaks, not using gambling as a source of income, and only gambling with money that you can afford to lose and setting limits with time and money. Problem gambling, on the other hand, is defined by the National Council on Problem Gambling as a pattern that compromises or disrupts or damages personal, family, or vocational pursuits.
Okay, can you tell us, how can listeners find out more information about the disorder of problem gambling?
There's information available at the national level through the National Council on Problem Gambling. They can certainly visit that website. They can also call the national hotline number, which is 1-800-GAMBLER. In addition to that, here in Michigan, we have our Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. They have a toll-free helpline number that individuals can call, which is 1-800-270-7117. They can reach out to that number. There are operators available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to answer calls regarding problem gambling, and they can get treatment as well.
Okay, thanks, Sandra. Can you tell us what tools are available for listeners, or what practices can listeners use for responsible gaming?
For the most part, patrons who gamble, they should not use gambling as a source of income, first and foremost. Only gamble with money that you can afford to lose. Set time and money limits, which you can do online because the platform providers offer the options directly on their site, in addition to time out and cooling off periods. So there are methods there that individuals can use to help themselves.
Okay, great. Can you explain self-exclusion and how it works for both internet gaming and for the commercial casinos?
Sure. Self-exclusion is a voluntary process, and individuals that are interested in internet self-exclusion can go to the Michigan Gaming Control Board website and download the application and submit it to the Michigan Gaming Control Board. In addition to that, if you don't have the means to go to our website, you can certainly come into our office and request an application for self-exclusion from internet gaming. Also, if you're interested in self-exclusion from casino gaming, we have applications available for the disassociated persons list. You can certainly reach out to our office to schedule an appointment to come into our office to complete the application process. For each of those, for the online gaming, which is our responsible gaming database, individuals can select a 1 year or 5 year self-exclusion. Depending on the limit that they select, once that time expires, they will be automatically removed from the list. For the disassociated persons list, that is a lifetime ban. However, amendments to the law in 2020 now allows individuals to request removal after being on the list for 5 or more years. So individuals can certainly come off of the disassociated persons list after 5 years. Once they make that appointment and they come into our office, our staff is happy to go through the application process with those individuals, explaining in detail what happens once they ban themselves from the Detroit casinos.
Okay, that's a lot of great information. How can someone practice responsible gaming while at a commercial casino?
Basically, you can set a budget. You can do that before you even leave your home. Set a budget. Only take what you can afford to spend. Leave your credit cards at home. Set a time limit. You might even want to take a friend with you. Having a friend with you, and just let that friend know, hey, I've got X amount of dollars to take with me. When it's gone, make sure you pull me out of this casino. You can request a self-limit at MGM. They have a process where you can prohibit yourself from receiving markers, credit card cash advances, check cashing privileges, front money deposits, receiving complimentaries, or any incentives. So MGM offers that for individuals as well. All you need to do is reach out to security at MGM, and they can walk you through that particular process.
Okay. Where can you find information on the Michigan Gaming Control Board's website?
You can go to the Michigan Gaming Control Board website, www.michigan.gov/MGCB. On the tab, click on Responsible Gaming. There's a variety of information available for you. Our forms are there, so you can see all of the forms on self-exclusion, which would be our disassociated persons list from casino gaming. Our Responsible Gaming database form, which would allow you to self-exclude from internet gaming as well. There's also responsible gaming tips on there. We have frequently asked questions out there, so there may be a question on your mind that you're thinking about and you may not know the answer to. Check out our frequently asked questions. That answer might be there. If you can't find the answers that you need, please call our office. Our responsible gaming staff is available to answer any questions that you may have. You can call us at 1-888-223-3044.
Okay. Sandra, tell me, do you have written material with guidance or tips on responsible gaming? And how can someone request the information?
Yes, there is written material available on responsible gaming. Those are on our website as well. In addition to that, we've been working with King Media, our advertising agency. And we have a new slogan out called Don't Regret the Bet. You can also go to don'tregretthebet.org. There's information available with tips out there on responsible gaming. Literature is available if you're interested in receiving literature from the Michigan Gaming Control Board. If you go to our website and click on that Responsible Gaming tab, on the Contact Us link, you can go in, fill out that request form, and request whatever information that you need. So information is there. It's available. We can send packages out to you if you're looking for information on responsible gaming tips, if you're looking for information on senior gambling, adolescent, anything like that. We have resources available and information.
You know, Sandra, I had the privilege of seeing the commercials on Don't Regret the Bet. Very ambitious campaign. Can you tell us a little about the process that your section went through to get these ads up and going?
Yes, it was a very tedious process, starting out initially with a RFP, request for proposal. We had to review a statement of work. Bids went out to several agencies. Those agencies came back with their bid. There was a scoring process that we had to go through in order to select the advertising agency that we wanted. During that process, it was very interesting because you could not compare the different agencies that bid it. So you had to kind of look at things differently and not weigh one against the other. So during that process, another staff member and I, Sarah Rye, we went through and scored them out. And it was very interesting that although we scored differently, we both selected the same advertising agency. So that agency was King Media. Our first meeting with King Media, we kind of brainstormed, came up with ideas. But initially in that statement of work, we gave out information on what we were looking for in a responsible gaming campaign. We wanted to reach everyone in Michigan. We wanted to reach the Upper Peninsula as well. So not just centralized right here in the Detroit area, but we wanted to reach all of Michigan because gaming is all over Michigan. That campaign, we said we wanted billboards, we wanted social media, however we could reach individuals. So it was a long, tedious process. And we finally got to a point where we met with King Media and we started our campaign. We looked at various slogans. We met with team members trying to determine what would be the best slogan to fit. And we eventually came up with Don't Regret the Bet. Even after coming up with that slogan, we are still in the process of meeting with King Media where they gave us their creative ideas. We had an opportunity to review and put input into those creative ideas, which was very exciting because now when we have an opportunity to see those commercials on TV, we know that we had a part in getting those commercials out there. So It's still a work in progress, but it's looking very good.
Wow, great job. If anyone is interested in requesting a speaker from the Michigan Gaming Control Board, how do they go about doing that?
Again, on our website, the Responsible Gaming tab, if you go down to the bottom of the page and click on Contact Us, there is a form available that you can fill out and submit to our office, and just let us know what day you need a speaker. Even though you may say this is the date that I want, we will have to make confirmation of that, but at least we can place it on our calendar. So you can do that. You can also give us a call at our Responsible Gaming phone number. Again, that's 1-888-223-3044. You can also reach out to our MGCB website, and that web address is mgcbweb@michigan.gov.
Okay. Sandra, as we wrap up this podcast today, is there any message you would like to leave the citizens?
You know, people like to gamble, which is, it's perfectly okay. But if you're going to gamble, make sure that gambling is entertainment. Set limits before placing any wagers, establish amounts and time limits to help ensure that you can have fun without gambling more than you can afford to lose. You know, think about your family. A lot of times gambling impacts the family. So it's not just that individual, it's the entire family that gambling impacts. So you have to think about that. You have to think about your jobs and everything else that comes along with gambling. So for the most part, think of it as entertainment and have fun gambling. In addition to that, don't regret the bet.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sandra. I really appreciate you joining us today and look forward to us having a conversation sometime down the road to talk about responsible gaming some more. So thank you so very much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.